Kofiyam, but it would be a case though, what's going to be Nosna Chavir, let's say he gives it to his friend. So then, if the Gizba gives it to somebody else, Anechnami, then who Moal? For Chavir Relay Moal, him the Gizba will be over the Yisamila, because he's being Maitzit Lechulin, and as soon as he's being Maitzit Lechulin, Anechnami, the Gedusha goes off it, it's like Chulin. So therefore, when your friend uses it, he won't be over the Yisamila anymore. Chavir Relay Moal. What's going to be Bona B'Tech Beisa? Same thing, the Gizba takes this beam, and he builds it into his house. Sarez Alei Mol. Again, he's not over the Yisamila. He wasn't kind to it yet. It's still like Hegish's Rishus. He's not over the Yisamila. Ad Sheyidur Tachte V'Shavakrut. Until he lives underneath the beam, meaning until he has enjoyment from it, until he has Anor from it. When he has Anor worth a Shavakruta, then he'll be over the Yisamila. What's going to be Nota Pruta Shel Hegish? Somebody takes a Pruta Money Shel Hegish. Harez Alei Mol. Again, you're not over the Yisamila. Some the same thing, you're a gizbar. Nostula chavera, when you give it to your friend to use, then who mol? Now the gizbar is over the yisamila. That's called you a moitzi moyes hegdish luchulin. But the chavera le mol, the one that receives it, he's not over the yisamila. Because when the first one gives it away, he's over the yisamila, he takes off the kedusha, and the second one uses it, there's no yisamila anymore. What's going to be if the gizbar takes the money? And right away, Nosnon Lebalan, he gives it over to the Beth, to Lavan, he's the one who takes care of the owner of a Beth house. So here, Afar Pishle Rochas, even though you did not take your Beth yet, like you did not use Havanor from the money, still more right away, you're over the Yisamila right away, as soon as you give the money to the owner of the Beth house, if you pay to get into the Beth house. Why? Shuay Malay, because once you pay your money, now the owner says to you, that's called you have a no. As soon as you pay, right away, you have the right to go in. And so he says, that's not to say as if he's kind of the moist. That is, when you gave the money away, so the lavlan was kind of the money, and right now he gives you permission to use it. So at that time, it's called this, the money you might see from Hegdish. So for that, you're over the Yisamila. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Achilosoi the Achilos Chaveroi? Could be the Chiyuv is, if you give, Stami give the money to your friend, so you maknet him, so that's it. As soon as you give it over to him, like he's kainer it, and that's called Hetzom Rishus Lishus. For here, maybe I would have thought to say, when you're paying your bath intendant, so maybe it's not really he's kainer the money until you use the bath. Like maybe you could always say, change your mind, say I don't want to use it, give me back my money. So it's not really cool that he was clean of the money until you use it. That's the Chiddush and Mishnah know. So when you give your money to a lavlon, so even though you didn't use it yet, he's over the mila right away. It's also called the Torah Meshus. It's called like he was clean of it. That's what he's also meant to say. That's what the lavlon has the right to say. Listen, I'm clean of the money now, it's my money now. Because right now you have the right to use it, that's called he was clean of it. And we don't say you have to wait until the person uses the bith. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, "Achilosoi v'achilos chaveroi." If you eat and your friend eats, "Han yosav v'nios chaveroi," "Ros achilosav v'nios chaveroi," "Ros han yosav achilos chaveroi." It's starting from zoom zoo. The filos man ruba we had before. This you can start if you eat a chatzi pruta's worth and your friend eats a chatzi pruta's worth. So the Mishnah together you be chayiv. So he says, "Achilos chaveroi pirish oichav chatzi pruta." Then you feed your friend also a chatzi pruta. So that's called your achil hizak. It was han yosav nischaverich again. Shesach atzma, you rub yourself with a shemen amishcha. The chatzi pruta, the sach chaverich the chatzi pruta. Start from zem zeh, pils mam ruva. And the time you're the one that's doing the both cases, like you're being sach the other one, you're being mitziyat. So since you're being mitziyat, you're over the yisamil in both cases. Become welcome. Yeah. Now, the Mishnah says, Gemara says, Maishnahu and Maishnah Chaveri, like in the ratio, what's the difference whether you pick up the money, you pick up the first case, will you take this Evan for yourself, that we say, Loi Mol, or Maishnah, they give it to your Chaver. It's the Avim, and it wasn't somebody else. So, Hura, when you pick it up, you corner it, so you should be over this Amila also. Or Maishmul, so Shmuel answers, no, Begizbar, Ha Mesuras Le'askin, we're talking about the Mishnah, where you're the Gizbar, you're the superintendent of Hegdish. It was given into your rishus. So therefore, when you pick it up and take it, you're not being mitzit from rishus to rishus. It was already in your rishus from before. Therefore, the only time you'll be over this milah is if you give it to somebody else. Yeah. Then it says the Mishnah, Bona Batoich Beistoi Eine Chayiv. If you take the beam and you build it, so you're not chayiv until you live there and have a no Hashem Pruta. So it says, Lomalu Yachi Detechtem, what do you have to be over the Isimila first? After you live there and have a no Hashem Pruta, Kivan Deshrani Mo, Lachur, as soon as you took the beam and put it into your house, like you made a Shinui, and the Choshinu Godim is there, you should be crying with Martha Shinui. So for that alone you should be chayiv. So we have to come on to living it there for. Who you made a shino. I tell you, sir, the havamina was, because out of the hashtag, the bonamari, the sosa serve a tikna, that you had to cut it down to the right size, so who you made a maise shino, you kind of a shino. So for that alone, you should be over this amila. So what do you have to live with it for? Live in the house first. Tomorrow says no. Omar Rav, kagoyin shenichwa piyaruba. Rav was known that you didn't have to cut it down to size. The same size it is right now, that's the way you're using it. You just start putting it down. It was fit for that purpose. You didn't do any shin with it. You put on top of your top of the roof. Rashi and Toys learns of Maticha Batit, and you did like cement it down. It becomes very well attached. Yeah. So Yema says, V'chivon de boni lei miyomo b'nichusav, yeah. Yeah. So that's the case. Therefore, right now you didn't make a shinu with it yet. So therefore you're only over this semila after you live in the house and have a show of fruit is worth. So that's the Gemara's territory. Now the Gemara's asks the question, like V'chivon de boni lei miyomo, v'churu, once you put it into the house, now the Mishnah says if you live there, you have a noa yichayiv, the question is why? The girl, once you put it into the house, it should be like bottled to the house, and the house is called Mechubal Karka. We had before something that's Mechubal Karka has no Isamila. We learn now from Truma. It's only something that's Tolish has an Isamila, but not something that's Mechubal Karka like a tree. Not become us of the house. But I tell you here by Hegdish, Hanor Hanirus Lenai Mosu Torah. Here the pshat is the way we look at it. A person looks at it and sees that this beam belongs to Hegdish, so that's enough to be over the Isamila, as if to say we could look at the beam separately, not to be part of the house. Maybe the house itself, Taka, is Kemechubadami. The house itself will not become Asa. But here there's a new swear by Hegdish, that Hegdish should say, it's Asa, Anor Hanor Hanirulanayim. What? But you have to have Hanor from it, you have to enjoy it. Because, no. Rashi just says now, the Kairizu Shabonu Babinyin Hanoa Nirus Anayami Lochimerlim. Yeah. Rashi Lochinam Kivan Deboni Lo Besid Kamachubadami. Yim Kema Mai Merlim Bo Mishum Danoa Nirus Anayim Mosu Tera. The Mila Kairizu Bona Shabonu Babinyin Nirus Anayim. I'm not sure what the story is, but could be Mila's different since you Hanoa Nirus Anayim. Since you see it, that makes it like it's still the Isamila there. Tomorrow says now, let me bring you proof of this. Let me misayle. It says, Hadar Babaya Shal Hegdish. Someone lives in a house belonging to Hegdish. Kivan Shinanim Imenu Mol. As soon as you have Hano from it, you're over the Yisamila. Rashi says, Lema, Midyam Minan Hocha de Moel, Afa Pisha Bona Katolish Domi, Misayle Hadar Babaya Shal Hegdish, Mokatash Domi. Tomorrow now again, like being chosen now. Now the Gemara is saying, no, maybe your territory is not a good territory. But really, the pshat here is that a house, even though it's mechuba now, but since it comes from things that are Polish, it's still called Katolish Domi. And I'll bring you proof, because it says clearly here, Hadar Babai Shalegi, you live in a house belonging to Hegdish, as soon as you ever know what the Shaputi, you're over the Yisamila. The house is mechuba lekarka, so you see, even though it's mechuba, so what, since it came mitolish first. Mora says no. Omer Reshlaka, Reshlaka says like this, Hosama could be Beshekadishai or Lebsev Bono. If you first makdish the beams before you build the house, Henechanami, it's totally when you makdish it. If when you makdish these beams, they were Katolish, so the Yisra Hegdish is Chal, then later, even though you build the house, the Yisra Hegdish still remains. Abu, but in a case like this, let's say Bono, let's say first you build the house. You build the house with the beams of Achulin. Or Lebsev Hegdishai, and after the house is finished, then you makdish it. So, Mal, what do you want to say, my Loimol? Now you want to say, Kodesh Lokas, do we know Isamila? Because Enoch Nami, once you're mechubit lekarka, it's called kemechubit dami. And if you mark the ship now first, Enoch Nami, there'll be no isamilu on it. There'll be chal hegdish, but there'll be no isamilu. So as if that's true, my iri writes, but not on the precise over the after run and say like this. Hadar bebayi shomora, leimol, if you live in a house that of a cave, you're not over the isamilu, because that's mamish mechub lekarka. Leim, let it say better. Hadar bebayi shlavonim shebonu, or say fegdishu. Let it say better, even if you live in a stone house. So as long as the house was built first, and then the person was makdish it, so my Chanel, this hegdish, there's no isamilu on it. Leimol also won't be over this isamilu, because now that it's again mechubur, it's called kemechub lekarka dami. It's totally when you're makdish it. It's more so true, it's that's like a truth, not a kashem. I'm going to answer like this. It won't say a clear-cut case, there's no way to say two ways. So if you're living in a cave that belongs to Hegdish, there's no isamila. Because the cave is always mechub lekarka, so at all times there's no isamila. But if you want to say a house made from stones, it's not for sure, because it depends when you will mount the shit. If you first makdish the stones and then you made a house out of it, then there would be an isamila. But if you first build a house and then you makdish it, then there would not be an isamila. So could be that's the Mos Maskona now. That there will be Teres HaMishnos, we don't hold from this far anymore, of Hanor, Hanir, Leonayim. But rather we hold now, it depends when you makdish it. If you first makdish this beam, then even though you put it into the house, still the isamila still remains on it. But if you were to first build a house and then makdish the house and echnami, then the yistamila would not be chal. Hadru lecha nena. That's the next Mishnah. Hashliach shosu shlichusoi. The balabos makes a shliach bimoitzi a mois luchulim. So locher is balabayis moil. That's the gvaras across the real. We say yeshlich dvar of everybody yistamila. So we have a shliach bimoitzi mois luchulim of hegdish. So the balabos to mishaleich is chayif. He's over yistamila. But what's going to be loyos shlichusai? Let's say the shliach did not do the way the balabos told him to do it. So therefore, he's not doing the shliach to the balabos. So it's called like his own ma'isa. Then the klal is hashliach mol. The shliach himself is over the yisamilo. Kate said, "What's a good case about this?" Omolo, let's say the balabos told the shliach like this: "Tain bos liyochem. I want you to give this meat." He said exactly which meat. Just good. They forgot that it was hegdish. But the balabos said, "Give this meat to the yochem." What happened was, v'nosan lehem kovit, and instead the shliach went and gave them liver, or else kovit. That's what the balabos told them, give them liver, and v'nosan lehem bosar, and instead the shliach went and gave them meat. So here the case is hashliach mol. In this case, since he did not do his shlichus, he is not considered the shliach of the mishaleich, and therefore the shliach himself, he was moitziyat lechulin, he's over the yisamila. What's going on with this? Oma loy tein lehem chaticha. Let's say the balabos told the shliach, we have a guest here, give them one piece of meat. And by mistake, the piece of meat they took was a hegdish. They made a mistake, and that piece was hegdish. And now, teilem chatichtir, give each one of the guests one piece. Vu oimer, now the shliach went and told the guests, tlu shtayim, I give you permission to take two pieces, each one. So therefore, by them taking two, one piece is taka shliach for the mishaleach. And the second piece is telling him to do it, but it's him, it's his fault. And what happened was, Vahim not lu shalish, and each one of them took three pieces. So in this case, kulam olu, all three of them are over the yisamila. So the first balabos is chayiv mila, because he made a shliach, to be mitzi one. So the first one he gave him permission to take was like a shliach for the balabos is over the yisamila. When they took the second piece, that was the shlichus of the second one. He gave them permission to take the second one. So the second, the shlich was over the yisamila. And when they take the third piece by themselves, that's their yisamila. They're doing it by themselves. So in this case, all three of them are over the yisamila. Because done b'shegig, they're all over the yisamila.